So for today's deep dive, we are looking squarely at the Australian mortgage landscape in early 2026. And the sources we're analyzing make one thing just painfully clear. If you are still operating like a traditional broker, you know, pushing paper, filling
You're
forms,
effectively extinct.
it seems so. We're looking at the Commonwealth Bank's Year of Limits report and the rise of this AI native broker.
And the shift is drastic. It's a complete inversion of the old hierarchy.
Right, because the critical metric for a new hire isn't years of experience anymore, it's AI fluency.
All that entry-level grunt work has just evaporated. And that changes the economic value of a human employee completely. We're
Right.
talking about a fundamental shift in employability.
It's all happening against this really specific economic backdrop the report calls the Year of Limits.
Right.
So we've got a resilient economy, cash rate holding at 3.85%, but the limit part is key. It's not just a buzzword.
No, it refers to real structural supply constraints meeting huge demand. So for a broker on the ground, the easy volume is gone. Loans are just harder to get.
And to cope, the banks have scaled their tech to a, well, an insane degree.
Yeah. The Commonwealth Bank is processing 157 billion data points daily.
Wow.
Their Compass AI lets staff answer complex policy questions three times faster than a human ever could.
So the impact on daily workflow is immediate. Routine admin, like KYC checks, is now 85% automated. The sources say the standard 15-hour admin work week is basically gone, near zero.
Which creates a paradox. The machine does the heavy lifting, but the human's role doesn't get easier. It actually gets much harder.
You stop being a processor and you become a what they call a data interrogator.
And that title is necessary because of how AI actually works.
Yeah.
It's probabilistic.
Like predictive text on your phone.
Exactly. It's guessing. And that's fine for a text message, but lending requires deterministic certainty. You can't guess someone's income.
No. And the report is really specific here. AI hallucinations, these confident errors where the AI just invents facts, they occur in 3% to 27% of cases.
That is a massive margin of error when you're dealing with a $1 million asset.
It's huge.
So the job becomes auditing. You have to catch those subtle fabrications before they get into a loan file. Because if you let a hallucination slide, that's a compliance breach.
So that's the automation paradox. The better the system gets,
The more critical the human becomes for handling the exceptions.
and those exceptions are where the real money is now. The sources point to a, what, a $70 billion opportunity in this gray market?
Right. The AI is brilliant at the happy path, the standard salaried employee 20% deposit, but it fails miserably with anything complex.
And that's where commercial craft comes in.
It's the ability to look at a mess of data that scares an algorithm and find the deal within it, like with a gig worker.
Okay, so the algorithm looks for a payslip, doesn't find one, rejects the loan.
Correct. But the human broker with commercial craft analyzes 12 months of inconsistent invoices and finds the recurring cash flow to build a case that proves serviceability.
You're finding the yes that the machine missed.
Precisely. But that brings us to the trust gap, because 94% of Australians are, concerned about AI and banking.
So you can't just hand them a computer-generated approval.
No, they won't buy it. That's why technical storytelling is now a core skill.
And this isn't just fluff, it's cognitive science. The readings
Well,
show the human brain processes stories up to 22 times more effectively than raw facts.
you're translating data into confidence, but trust is also about security. We have to touch on the broker as the final defense.
Against AI-driven fraud, we're talking deep fake voices of loved ones, perfect phishing emails.
It's a new world. The protocol is stop, check, reject.
And the key tactic that stood out to me was verification. You never, ever use the bank details from the invoice or email you just got.
Never. You call a verified number you already have. It's a low-tech defense against high-tech fraud, but it's the only thing that works.
So, putting this all together, how do you even hire for this? Reading a resume seems useless.
It is. The sources suggest workflow auditions.
So, don't tell me, show me.
Right. Give a candidate a complex SMSF loan scenario and watch them solve it with AI tools in real time. You're testing their ability to partner with the machine,
To build what the report calls a superfluid enterprise.
which is really just a fancy way of saying an organization that can scale instantly because the friction between human and machine is gone.
It puts incredible pressure on current teams. I mean, if your brokerage is still running on 2015 workflows, manual entry, email
You
chain,
have to ask the question.
are those employees actually employable in 2026, or are they just a compliance risk waiting to happen?
And that's the question every principal needs to answer before the market answers it for them.